USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I want people to come into our country, but they have to come in legally.
That's President Trump leaving the White House late yesterday, heading to Florida for a campaign rally. He told reporters he may send as many as 15,000 U.S. troops to the U.S. border with Mexico to prevent what he's called a caravan of migrants from being able to cross the border.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida, for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them turn back and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders.
I'm Robin Walensky.
And this is USA Radio News.
From Graceworks Pictures comes Indivisible, based on the true story of Army Chaplain Darren Turner and his wife Heather.
It is with great honor that I have served my country, but I only stand before you today because Jesus is my rock. And because I have a family who loves and believes in me.
One marriage, one family, under God, indivisible. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. More information is available at indivisiblemovie.com.
If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the president's seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
The accused synagogue shooter is due in federal court today. Robert Bowers now charged with 44 criminal counts, up from 29. A new federal indictment includes additional charges for religious hate crimes, firearms, and causing injury to police officers. Bowers to be arraigned in federal court in Pittsburgh. President Trump's disputing the idea that the 14th Amendment to the Constitution protects birthright citizenship. He told a crowd at that rally in Fort Myers, Florida last evening, the 14th Amendment makes it clear that illegal immigrants are not granted birthright citizenship because they are not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. A dangerous storm system is bringing severe weather to 10 states, from Louisiana to New York today. Very heavy rain could cause flooding in the Ohio Valley. Remember, you can find us online anytime at our newly redesigned website at usaradio.com.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there. I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Starting today, Americans can purchase health care from the Obamacare Marketplace. For the sixth straight year, the Affordable Care Act is opening its marketplace so Americans can sign up for care, and it's scheduled to be open for 6 weeks, half as long as it used to be. It will be the first time consumers can purchase short-term health plans that will have lower costs and offer less coverage. Republicans backing that plan to help lower costs, but Democrats warn that many will discover too late that many pre-existing conditions are not covered and they'll have to pay out of their own pocket for some basic health services. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio and the City Council not seeing eye to eye on how to house the homeless in the Big Apple. Some council members joining advocates on the steps of City Hall yesterday to push for new legislation, a bill that would force apartment buildings constructed with city subsidies to have a 15% of their units earmarked for the homeless. CBS New York is reporting the mayor doesn't support that legislation. His office says the mayor already has a plan to build housing for the homeless and argues that this policy would limit the mayor's initiatives. And many of Aretha Franklin's personal items will be going up for auction next week at the Hard Rock Cafe in New York City. Nearly 60 items, including some of her performance outfits. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.